Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Shara. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a charge that I do not recognize on my debit card, and I was calling to see if I can get any further explanation as to what the charge is related to.
I definitely can. Could you provide me with your zip code?
My zip code is 46802.
All right. And may I have your first and your last name?
My first name is Michael, Michael. My last name's Mattern, Mattern.
All right, could it be underneath a different name like Mike?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, because I'm not seeing that underneath that name that you just provided me with, but I am seeing something else underneath a Mike name.
Okay. I might have put it under Mike. I
Right,
normally type so fast I don't remember what I recall putting in.
okay, and can you provide me with your mailing address?
Mailing address is 3301 Portage Boulevard, apartment 53 in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right, so it looks like back on January the 23rd, do you ever recall picking a free gift and where you only had to pay just for the shipping and handling charge?
I'm probably, if I looked at my bank account, I might have, but I'm just trying to figure out why I was charged $94.90
All right, so what
and what it
happened?
included.
Yes, ma'am, what happened was, once you pay for the shipping and handling, they give you 48 hours to call back and cancel that rebilling cycle. But you only
Okay.
get 48 hours. So if you don't call back within the 48 hours, what will happen is you will instantly get enrolled into a membership. And that's the membership fee that you're seeing, the recurring charges. And that's every month.
Okay. And the free gift, can you see what that was? Or
Let
at
me
least what was
see.
being shipped to me?
Okay, it looks like it was a male enhancement.
Mail enhancement. All right. Thank you very much for this information.
You're more than welcome, ma'am, and I want to thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.